Good morning, dear listener. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration once again. As we, if you've been listening for the last 6 days, we have been studying the words of Jesus as he hung on the cross. They're known to be called the seven sayings of Jesus, the seven words of Jesus as he hung on the cross. And we have been blessed. I have been blessed to study these words more deeper and seeking their meaning, seeking to see what teaching is behind every word that Jesus said on the cross. And it's been inspiring in my life, and I pray that you have been encouraged. And today would be the seventh day that we study on the words of Jesus on the cross. And so today would be the last words that I'm going to be sharing on. The last words that Jesus said right before he died. And you know, when Jesus said, last words he said was, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." These are the last words that Jesus said right before he died. These words are found in Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Luke chapter 23, verse 46. And you know, dear listener, Jesus died with the scripture in his mouth. When he said these words, he was also quoting Psalms chapter 31, verse 5. It's amazing to know that our Lord Jesus, throughout his life, he knew the Word of God. And there was a lot of prophecies that were being fulfilled on the cross. He said these words that David, many, many years before this, had already said. So praise God for his sovereignty in all this. Praise God that the Word of God is faithful. The Word of God is true. The Word of God is always coming to place. In the Word of God, we find past, future, and present. The Bible has so many prophecies throughout the Old and the New Testament. So we can rest in the Word of God. Let us walk our life in confidence, knowing that what it says there will come to pass. And in these words, he calls God Father again. If you guys remember, when we went across the words, my God, why have you forsaken me? You know, in those times of his suffering and agony, he felt distant from his heavenly Father, and he related to God as a sinner, being without sin. He became sin for us. And in these very last words, once again, he says, he calls him Father again. He calls him Father. And praise God, it seems that here in his last words, he felt God's presence again. He had faith on his Heavenly Father. You know, Jesus' soul was an offering for our sin. He was 100% human, and he was getting ready to experience what a human being experienced when they pass away, where the soul and the body separate and the Spirit of God comes out as well. But yet, he calls him, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. We see Jesus showing trust, showing dependence. We see Jesus committing his spirit to his Heavenly Father. So Christ is showing, here Christ with these words is showing us his dependence and trust on his Father for his resurrection. He's looking ahead, and he is telling his Heavenly Father, I commend my spirit, Lord. He's telling his Heavenly Father, I trust and have faith that you will bring me back to life in 3 days. Praise God for this great example that Jesus left for us. You know, he was getting ready to die. He was getting ready to experience death, but he died with confidence. He died trusting in his Heavenly Father. He was committed all the way till the end, and that should be an encouragement, knowing that he was human like you and me, knowing that he experienced what humans experience when they pass away. And he is the first of many to be resurrected. He is the first to be resurrected to never die again. We know that he resurrected Lazarus, and there was more people resurrected, but they died again. But there come a day where those that are followers of Jesus Christ will be resurrected, giving them a glorified body. Praise God for his wonderful plans for those that are his, that are his children. Thank you, Lord, for dying on that cross for us. The author and finisher of our faith. Worthy to be honored, worthy to be praised for eternity. So, knowing all this, I would encourage myself, I would encourage you listener, that we should deny ourselves. Not up. Let us not wait till the moment where we're going to depart from this life, but let us commit our lives to him now, daily. Let us deny ourselves and carry our cross. Let us live a life trusting in our Heavenly Father, believing in eternal life in heaven. There is a life to come. There's two places. One's a lake, and one is a city, the celestial city. And for those that are following the Lord, for those that have repented before Him, for those that trust in Him for His souls, for their lives, will one day be with the Lord Jesus. One day we'll be with Him and rejoice forevermore. So in closing, I want to share Psalms 37, verse 5. Psalms 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So let us walk knowing that He's there for us. Let us commit our life by keeping His commandments, by fearing Him, by honoring Him with our lives, walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. For to walk in the Spirit is life, and to walk in the flesh is death. So I want to give everyone a goodbye for some time. I am glad, and it was a privilege to share the daily devotionals for 7 days. Thank you for being with us, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for every word that you share on the cross. Father, every word that you said on the cross had a deep meaning, had some deep teachings for us. Father, we just consider and meditate on your sufferings, on your faithfulness, on your endurance, on your patience. We want to thank you for that, Lord. We are unworthy, and yet you died for us. You made a way. You made a way for humankind to be saved from the wrath of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless everyone, and see you till next time.